We have started the 12th para, Surah Hud. In this high surah, there are a lot of events took place. A lot of punishment took place with the different nations. Allah Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he became very sad because he saw that old age has come into you now. So, Ya Rasulullah, I see you, old age has come into you now. So he says, Surah Hud and other surah of that kind that may be old. Because of what the nations have been behaving and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So just imagine his heart was always the hereafter. And was very concerned that how much the people can come more towards close to Allah Ta'ala, that they can save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala gave him one thing, that you do your work and I do my work. The whole world cannot get iman. He wanted the whole world to become iman. Allah decides what is best for him. So when this ayat Rusulah came down, he was very disturbed the way nations behaved with the Nabis of that time and showed disrespect to Allah Ta'ala. And once you show disrespect to the command of Allah Ta'ala, then you will know you are asking very big trouble. Hereafter is something that is very bad for you. Allah must protect us, that we must be very careful what we say, what we speak. However, the first ayat of this ayat, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا رِزْقُهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is showing us that I have taken responsibility of your risk. Your duty is not to worry about the food, what coming from, where it's coming from. Your duty is to remember I am feeding you. No one else is feeding you. And Allah ta'ala says, not only you I'm feeding, I'm feeding the jinnat too. Every creation in this world, whether the smallest ant, whether whatever that creature is in this world, every creature, Allah says, I am the provider. I am the provider. There's no one else to provide. You must have this in your heart, that you have this yaqeen that Allah is a provider. You have to say, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكْ وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, I command you and your family to make salah. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكْ, we are going to feed you. We are not asking you for food. We will give you food. But only thing, you must keep me happy. If you keep me happy, I keep you happy. If you keep me unhappy, I keep you unhappy too. If you turn away from me, I turn away from you. If you come more near to me, I grab you. And I'll give you from places that you don't know where it's coming from. So every creature, whether it's a lion, whether it's a small ant, whether whatever it is, even in that ant, you know, one Nabi asked Rasulullah Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, about feeding. He hit the rock. When he hit the rock, he saw inside one small insect. But that insect is also got a green leaf by it. Right inside. How that leaf is remaining green, only Allah knows. And he says that thing says that Allah has not forgotten me that. So Allah is the one that provides everyone. It's, we have to have the strong iman on us that Allah is the provider. You see, so many people that they call all qualifications they got, the best of qualifications, but this qualification they still give work. They can't get work. Yet you find a person, he's got nothing by him, but you know he can't even write his name too, but he's a millionaire too. We have seen so many people in this world who can't even sign to, but he's under him, all great people, all qualified people under him. So he's the boss. So what Allah Ta'ala is showing you, I am the provider. You keep me happy, I'll give you. But remember one thing with that trust. Trust. Now the mushrikeen did not believe in that. And that what caused Allah Ta'ala to say they should disrespect Allah and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why that they will be very badly punished in hereafter. There's no way that Allah Ta'ala will look after them too. So we have to know that Allah Ta'ala says, you know, one, three students of Jalalabad, they're from South Africa. And it so happened that they were not getting some money coming from here. They were from poor families. And they could not get money from there, so they decided not to go back home. So they went to Hazarji and said, this position we got that, you know, we're not getting any money coming, so we have to go back. So Hazarji said, this Ayatama means Daab, but it is Allah. What are you worried about? What's your joke? You do your work here. If one door closed, 10 opens. So Alhamdulillah, they stayed, they qualified, they became Ali, they passed away to Allah has given Jannat. But just to tell you this much, that how you have to trust in Allah, that Allah said, I am providing you. Why are we thinking, why is not happening? Well, think what wrong you are doing. The reason for a person's provision to be provided, to stop, is because of what wrong you do. Sometimes it's because the sins that you're committing that stops Allah Ta'ala from giving you your rizq. Otherwise your rizq is there all the time. So you doing the wrong thing that provides your rizq to be stopping. So you have made the mistake, not Allah Ta'ala. In Allah Ta'ala's treasures, everything is unlimited there. But it's because of your own wrongdoings that Allah Ta'ala throws it. Like one is Allah Ta'ala gives you halal. What's the halal way? You went the wrong way. As Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one person came and begging there. When he's begging there, he took out 300 dirham to give him, but by that time he stole his saddle and went away, ran away. So when he ran away, it was Ali sent another person, go look after, go after him and see what he's doing. So when he went there to ask him, he sold it. So how much he sold it for? 300 dirham. So when he came back to Ali, he said, what happened? He said, he sold it for 300 dirham. He said, I got 300 dirham from him, yeah. So he left the halal and went to haram. So what you do, Allah Ta'ala wants to give you halal, but you do haram, so what will happen? And what you have to decide now, if you want rosy, Allah Ta'ala is a provider. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he told Allah Ta'ala, I want to provide today. You know, I want to provide. Allah Ta'ala, oh Sulaiman, you can't do it. But you know, he said, this, I want to do it. He said, okay, do it. And he started from the sea. Hazrat was giving us this incident. It so happened the biggest fish came, the whale came out. He fed him. We fed him, everything finished now. He's asking for more. He's supposed to give others now. That's where he said, I'm still waiting for more. He said, I'm getting more from Allah Ta'ala, not you. But then he said, Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, please forgive me. You are the provider. Where he provides from, you'll be surprised where he provides from. You become his. You become his, he become yours. And then you got everything. But the provider is Allah Ta'ala. We must keep Allah Ta'ala happy. We must keep our salah on time. Fulfill every command of Allah. Keep the sunnah in our lives. You see, inshallah, from where Allah Ta'ala gives you from. So that is the most important thing. The second thing, look here in this ayat that we read, few ayats we read, where Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, for 900 years they are making tabliq. And thereafter it so happened that only 50 people after 900 years, 50 people only accepted the religion. 50 people. And then they're going to the boat now, because Allah has commanded not to go in the boat. The flood will take place. Then his family is one to come to. So Allah has said, the family also, إِنَّوْ لَيْسَ مِنَ عَلِيكَ. They are not your family. Yet his wife, his sons, everyone, لَيْسَ مِنَ عَلِيكَ. Allah is showing us this much. Remember, if you are not, your family cannot become yours too. The family cannot become yours. The only one is because Allah Ta'ala. That just because of his being the Nabi too, and thereafter to his son too, he said, Ya Allah, give us, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Allah in the Quran says, we are not your family. So teaching us a very big lesson. Allah, iman, qaim rakhe. Our iman must be kept intact all the time. You must fear that iman will not go away. Then third one is, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. There are two types of people. One is called Shaqi. Shaqi is a hard-hearted person. He does not want, he does not even fear to. Sa'id is a person whose fortune, Allah must make it from Sa'id. Sa'id ones who go to Jannah. So Sa'id person is always, heart is soft, kind. His eyes are always fearing Allah Ta'ala and tearing all the time. And third is this much, that he has not much love for the world. He lives in the world, but doesn't want to get drowned in the world. We are supposed to live in the world, But let the world stay out of our hearts. Our hearts must be away from the world. Our hearts is only for one person, who is that? Allah Ta'ala. Remember, the heart is like a ship, you know. It's like a ship. As long as the water is out of the ship will be sailing all the time. Likewise, the heart, as long as the love of Allah is there, it will sail all the time. But the moment you put the love of the world inside there, then you find there will be destruction. So that's why Ammal al-Sa'id was a person who is Sa'id. He always, his heart is always Allah Ta'ala, and he does not have the love of the world. He stays in the world because Allah brought him to the world, but does not have love. That, you know, if something he loses to, no. He is not drowned in the world. He is in the world, but for the hereafter. And all side by side too, he has a fear of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And Shaqi is a person, his heart is very hard. He won't accept anything. That's why the kuffar are not the Shaqis. And they don't know what it means of tearing also. And they have the desire for the world only. They get drowned in the world. Allah must protect us from us. Many things going wrong in this world because of we getting drowned in the world. The fitna and fasad is because we getting drowned. Stay in the world. But remember, you are for the akhirat. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum. Allah created this world for us. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. You are created for the akhirat. So whatever you do, that must come from the Sa'id ones. Sa'id ones, that those people who always fear Allah Ta'ala and the love of the world is not in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala malkum tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa aqibatul muttaqin. Wa salatu wa salam wa sayyidil mursalin. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa Allah forgive our sins. Allah distended our past by us. You know very well that our condition is. Allah, you know how we kept our fast. Allah, the whole day how it passed. You only know Allah. O Allah, yet to your mercy, accept all our ibadat. O Allah, accept all. Overlook those shortcomings, whatever we have committed by mistake or any kind of sins. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, you are the most forgiving one. O Allah, you are most merciful. O Allah, you are the one that said in this month is the greatest month for us to receive. Yet we are not working towards it, but to your mercy, O Allah, accept every ibadat of us. If we have committed any wrongs, O Allah, forgive us. Overcome that. O Allah, this night we make this ibadat, O Allah, accept it. Whatever ibadat that we make, accept it to your mercy. Ya Allah, it's not according to your expectation, but to your mercy, accept every ibadat. O Allah, give love and muhabbat for you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, give us the condition that we fulfill everyone's rights, the rights of husband, the rights of wife, the rights of children, the rights of neighbors, the rights of friends, the rights of enemies also. Ya Allah, they can be our enemy, but we must become friends. O Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Karim was on that enemy. He had all the enemies, but he was most kind to them and most merciful. O Allah, give us the tawfiq of acting on whatever we do in the month of Ramadan to follow him after Ramadan. Ya Allah, let us become more closer and dear. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.